Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart, show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. I am your host for the day, and I have co-hosting with me J.R. Adams, and on the show with me today, Karen Wrigley. And in just a moment, I'm going to welcome both of them to the show. Before we get there, I have a couple of announcements that I would like to make, and that is, first of all, about some upcoming shows. I'm really excited because I've got this show booked up, the show's booked up almost through the end of next year, and I think they're going to be fantastic. But just to let you know, on the 15th, we are going to have Betsy Otter Thompson back. She was with us before talking about her book, Walking Through Illusion. She's going to be talking with us on the 15th about her book, Love Parent. So I'm really super psyched about that. Betsy's just a genuinely great person, and she's always fun to have a conversation with. On the 29th, we're going to have Nancy Ubel, and she was, I believe, the president of the Association for Research and Enlightenment. She had something to do with them a while back, and she wrote a book called Mind Walking, Rewriting Your Past to Create Your Future. So I'm really super psyched about having her on here, too. She's new to the show, and it's going to be fantastic. And then I have updated the website, yay, to reflect some of the other people that are coming up. It's not a full reflection of everybody on there, but it's going to give you an idea of who's coming. And also that information is up on Blog Talk, the Blog Talk site as well. So for those of you that aren't familiar, the main website is www.thehonoringhour.com. We'd like for you to friend us on Facebook, and you can do that by going there. We're on LinkedIn. Don't forget to friend us on Blog Talk. I always forget to ask for that, but we really are a popular show. I know that through the archives and the people that join us, and I need to start asking for you to friend us and make us one of your favorites in Blog Talk as well so that we can become a little bit more known on Blog Talk. So thanks so much for that. I want to take a moment, too, and say thank you to a friend of mine who a long time ago I did not realize was teaching me a very valuable lesson in parenting and strength in parenting, to be specific, and how to be a strong parent when your children are making decisions that are very different from your own. So I want to say thank you to my friend Christine Payton, and also an early happy birthday to her. She'll be celebrating her birthday this month. So thanks again for all of the strength that you unwittingly passed on to me back when I was a child. So thanks again. All righty. That being said, JR, welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you. I'm excited to be here today.
I'm so excited to have you. You're just such such a joy to have present on the show, and I love your wit and wisdom that you bring. So do you have anything going on that you want to tell our listeners about?
Now, well, from the last call, the last show we had, everybody knew I was moving. So we're getting settled in, and the dust is settling. The energy is balancing out. And, well, as best as it can, the past week, energetically, things have just been a little here and there. So we are learning to, as Karen mentioned earlier, feel the flow and kind of stay calmly within that flow. So, that's kind of cool. So it's exciting. Yeah.
Awesome. And then, of course, today working with me on the show is Karen Wrigley, a wonderful animal communicator and great person and friend. So welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you, Lynn. It is so much fun to be to have an hour to share with JR and you, Lynn. I'm always excited because, as the theme goes, expect the unexpected. This is not a planned program. And today I think it's going to be quite exciting from the way I'm feeling right now.
I would agree with that. I definitely agree. So, Karen, do you have anything going on that you want to share, that you want people to know about, anything new that you're doing that you want to put out there?
Well, I think just being on this radio show is exciting in itself, but I am looking at giving communications to particular organizations. They are closed, though, to those organizations, so to announce them would be rather futile. But I will be in Raleigh In August, I have a series of things going on down there for the spiritual fellowship, a group of women down there, and I'll give you more details at our next radio show, so I'll have more of the details by then. But I'll be giving an hour and a half talk, one-on-one communications, and then we're going to have a little group meeting at a friend's house as well, where people will be invited.
Wonderful. Awesome. That sounds really exciting. I just have two more things I want to share really quick before I forget, and then we're going to start the show because I know you guys are patiently waiting. I was on the phone with a friend this morning. Her name is Renee, and Renee is a fantastic intuitive, and she's just really never done anything professionally with that. And to my surprise and delight this morning, she shared with me that she is now going to be bringing her wonderful intuitiveness to a professional arena. And so what she's looking to do is making an offer. She's going to be doing a one-card reading. And what she's going to need is your name and a question that you might have. And if y'all can give me until the end of the day today, I'm going to have a link where you can contact her on the Honoring Hour. So it'll be www.thehonoringhour.com. And you can connect with her. Anybody that helps her out, this is just fantastic. It's a wonderful way to have the universe work. You know, she's getting her feet wet. She's been doing intuitive work unprofessionally, for not in an unprofessional manner, but, you know, not in a professional arena for a long time. And she's ready to start doing this. She's very, very intuitive. And so she'll be a delightful reading. And she's picked the tarot cards as her method of her tool for this time. So definitely connect with the main site later on today. It's going to be updated even more than what it is now. And also, for those of you that have been waiting, I have selected the dates for my next incarnate level workshop, which is basically where you learn how to be in your body, how to take a little bit more control over your life, how to do the things you love and still be with the people that you love being with and helping them do things, and not feeling stressed while you do it. It's absolutely all about learning how to say yes to yourself. So they're going to be on Tuesdays starting at 11 o'clock, and they are going to start on July 12th. So it'll be 5 Tuesdays in a row starting July 12th. So look again on the main page of the Honoring Hour for information and details about that. Okay, that being said, Karen, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, as some of those who were on last week or last month, I'm to channel an animal that can come through me. Well, this was a little different today because I was getting myself ready and the thought of that, and all of a sudden it just started pouring in, so I wrote it down. And I saw a sparrow, a little sparrow, and the sparrow said, and I'm going to say this slowly, "For those who believe they are paupers or poor, your place now is to prosper and play. Pay no attention to penance or pity. People will pop into prosperity and will party with a planetary purpose." And that was the end. And then I looked up sparrow in my animal speak book, which I love, and sparrow's page was on 191, which equals 11, which is, I think it was odd that I even noticed that, but that is in alignment with all the 111s that are going to be taking place between now and into July, and with the eclipses and solstice that are taking place, which is quite an amazing, powerful time. And if one pays attention and really takes a look at the inner words said there, it's quite powerful, which I think fits what's happening right now on our Earth and inside of us, too. So
what I'm getting that all is coming to, and how that is applying to us, is that in this time that's opening up before us, we've been told for many years now about the law of attraction and how to create, and that we are in control of ourselves, and that we create our destiny, and we have attempted to do that on a very big level. Most of us do think that we're doing that every day, and in many ways we are. And we also are caught up in those societal norms. And what is happening right now on the planet, and specifically with this message that Sparrow is bringing us, is that we really are to just do what we love doing and what we want to be doing. And if we have ever thought to ourselves that we can't do something, or that we don't have the support doing something, or that we need to do something else first, now is the time to really just let that go. You're going to have so much support in doing what it is that you love to do if you just genuinely feel it in your heart of hearts, not in your love heart, like emotionally, but like just genuinely go inside and feel who you are and what you are, and let your soul speak to you right now. Your soul is going to take off as if it were, you know, on the wings of the sparrow. It's just going to take flight just like that sparrow does, and it's going to know exactly where to go and exactly what to do, and it's going to bring you everything. And things are going to look really strange and really quirky in some situations. It may look as if what you're wanting is not coming to you, but you're never to doubt in this time frame right now that that's happening. If you are following your heart, your true heart, that soul aspect of yourself that is coming through, that enters in and around your heart chakra and comes and fills your body, if you are following that guidance right now, whatever it is that you are wanting to bring into your life, to create, to manifest, to start doing, you are going to have well-laid foundations in that, irregardless of how the next 45-ish days are looking to you. You follow that heart unconditionally, and you let things happen. And you don't put it secondary. You have to let it be a priority in your life. And if you let that happen, then it's going to be happening for you. Everything that you want is going to be coming to you.
It can. It absolutely can. And some people say, well, how do I do that? How do I know what I want? Because so many people don't. They're used to hearing what they should do or supposed to do. And that's, again, the part of listening to your inner self about, you do not need to have acceptance from others to make it okay to do what your heart of heart tells you to do. And when you know it, when you know you're with that part of you that sings to you like a sparrow can, that awakens you, that brings a vibration into your being, it feels like home. It feels good. And we don't always trust that because we haven't been taught to. So there are days when literally I feel that. I try to be in that space all the time, down to the little tiny details of even when to go get groceries. And when I do that, I find even just when I go to get groceries, things rendezvous together beautifully with things that have been on my mind, meeting somebody I need to meet, or this crazy little thing about I have this china that was my great aunt's and I need packing material. Well, I walked into the grocery store and they're unpacking dishes, and I got all their packing material. So little, even little tiny details like that can make our life so incredibly easy by paying attention to the space that it is innate that we've rather smothered a bit. So awaken to that and feel it freely and flow with it and enjoy this life that we have right now, that we can hop on the ride of difficulty, or we can hop on the ride of peace and joy and prosperity and fly, as Lynn said, with the sparrow. And it's a choice. It's literally a choice. Does it feel good or does it not? Does it feel like a hug or does it feel abusive? So you pick, literally. And when you pick that one, it will grow exponentially in these next weeks that are coming up. And if you don't know what you want yet, it's fun because you can take a look at what's around you and go, I like this, I don't like that. Ooh, I think I changed my mind. I'm liking this over here a little bit better. So it's self-discovery. And that is a fun, fun thing to do as well. But I was listening to the music, Lynn, because I'd already received Sparrow's message, and I got to hearing that a little bit closer, and I'm going, oh my gosh, that fits the message today too, because it says open your heart to your gifts and that you're a star in your own destiny, and show the world your gifts. And a gift doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a great mathematician or artist. It means just being joyful, because that is a huge gift to this world and the people around you. And as an animal communicator, I know that that is one of the most important things to an animal, and that is for their people to be happy. And it's good to be happy and to know how to follow that path to happiness. And that's by listening to this space that Lynn was talking about. So these are huge, important words that are given here.
So when you were saying that, there's one thing that, actually two things that came up to me that I felt were like out there in questioning, being questioned. One is when you're following your heart of hearts and when you're listening to your soul, there is no manipulation of other people. So if what you're hoping for is a relationship where that relationship is not reciprocal, what you need to be looking for, because I have this question asked of me a lot, and I have to say I've asked this question too earlier on in my lifetime, you know, when you're wanting to be with somebody or you think the person that you are with is, you know, you have to be with, it's not about being with a specific person or having a specific relationship. It's about the feeling that you're going after. It's, you know, if you've looked into someone's eyes and they've, you've shared that brief moment of unconditional love and possibly that moment has passed, it's going back to that feeling and having that moment, that feeling nature, and allowing that to come to you in whatever manner is highest and best. And that may show up in a different person. So that's definitely something that in relationship terms we need to, if we're going to soar, we need to not have an expected outcome of how the universe is going to present us with our gifts. We just need to go with that feeling nature, what it's like, and allow it to show up in the absolute highest way it possibly can. The second thing was when Karen was saying, you know, for those of us that don't know what we want, we can't be afraid to sit and be still and say, what is it that I want in this moment? And what I find is I work with people in this nature, most specifically with people that are going through crisis and that are feeling overwhelmed. But I find that it works fantastically just when you're not real clear on what you want. Break your time down into smaller segments. And I've literally been in spaces where I've had to break them down into 10 seconds. I can only deal with the next 10 seconds. I can only handle the next 10 seconds. So what do I want in the next 10 seconds? But you can do it for 10 seconds, a minute, 10 minutes, a day, an hour, however long. But break it down. And what do I want to do right now? What do I want to do for the next hour? What do I want to do for the next day? And allow that to be. And if you find that in 1 hour, one thing brings you joy, and in the next hour, another thing brings you joy, follow your heart and go with it. Now, in society, that could look wishy-washy. But when we're following our soul and our soul is taking us there, that's called trust. And that is knowing. And that is surrendering. And those are all the key elements to creating our soul's highest and best purpose here on the planet.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's great that you're saying that, because what kept coming up for me was with the sparrow was the productivity of newness, because fresh fruits kept coming up. And that's the newness and growth, and it's the getting centered in that space that you're talking about. And, you know, not being all in mind, you know, the old thoughts, rehashing, but opening to that being still, and allowing the newness to surface for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a rebirth and a renewal.
That's it, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's a time for, and this is good, that's good. And some people would call that, ooh, change. but this is an easy change. This is a flow done in the space of spirit, which is so loving, peaceful. If people talk about freedom, this brings freedom. They go, what's freedom to you? Well, to have $1 million in the bank. Well, to have that swimming pool in the backyard, or, you know, I mean, we have material things, but what we speak here, that's the truth, the peace and the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Living in the moment and going with that space that just glides us. It's beautiful. I'm not sure if I mentioned this last week or not, but this one critter was telling his person about the way they think today, and they were still thinking about what today is or what the past was or what the future is going to be. And the critter said, just put all that in a time capsule. Just put it in a time capsule and just put it there, because that's what it's going to look like. It's like you're going to dig it up one day and you're going to go, oh, my gosh, that's how we used to think. That's how we used to behave. And it's going to be to that extreme in how extreme in a beautiful way. And I want I feel like I need to give some type of explanation there and what people can relate to. And it could be along the lines of extreme, as in think about how we used to have a hardline phone and it cost 20 cents a minute to call somebody you love, you know, in another state. And now we have cell phones and we can pick up that phone and call literally people anywhere in the United States, and it's a basic fee, and it's so much easier, and we're in touch, and it's so much fun to be in touch with the people we love. Well, this is expand on that and how much that's made it easier for us to be in touch and to learn and grow through all these things. Well, Spirit brings this in a manner that's exponential. It's huge in the ease and it's not nearly as costly, you know, costly now the way that is too. So it's if you put it into a perspective that works, it's easier to move into it sometimes.
I agree. And you know, as when I was thinking about that, I really, when you were talking about Sparrow, I wasn't listening to so much of your words as I was sitting in the energy of what was happening and receiving the message. So I'm not sure if Sparrow mentioned this before, but when we're looking at making financial changes, sometimes the old financial structures of how we are set up, like perhaps our income, start to fall away. And we have a tendency to feel disheartened and things feel heavy. And we need to realize that if you have a structure that's beginning to fall away, especially financial, for some reason that just keeps coming up, that this is specifically being addressed towards money and prosperity in this moment, or financial prosperity, then be aware that the universe is signaling to you that there's another way for you to acquire an income or financial prosperity that will bring you greater joy. And perhaps feel like less work, because it's more of a soaring. And this is really, I feel like this point needs to be emphasized a little bit more than, I just feel like it needs to be emphasized. Like I just keep getting this, like this calling from my heart to be saying this to people, because there's so many people that are still talking about the economy, and it depends on who you're talking about as to what side of the coin you're hearing about on the economy. But what I'm finding as a whole is people that are allowing their heart to lead them economically and financially are the ones that are really, they're finding money coming to them in ways that they would have not expected. And they're having more fun creating that money and creating that source of income. So when we tend to be frightened when we start to lose an income, or something happens, or we think that we're shifting our income, or when we think about making a job change. But again, when we're sitting in that moment saying, what is this? What is happening? What feels right? And learning how to be in that centered space and that clear knowing space, when we can do that, we're always guided in the right direction, and our joy will definitely bring us financial support and all that we need.
I agree with that, and I mean, it's that word structure. When you said that word, it's like, oh yes, we're used to structure. And what I saw was like these building blocks, like children's Legos, and we like to have things aligned for where it makes sense to us. And it makes us give us what we're going to build. And right now, we're creating new paradigm. And this new paradigm does not have the structure yet in there for us to understand it, because it's not in our understanding. And therefore, this flow feeling again and what feels good is our structure right now. So if we can equate this to structure so that it can make some sense to us, it might be easier for some in seeing it that way. This is our structure, mm-hmm. which I never looked at it that way before, actually, but it works.
Right. That's actually a really good interpretation of that. And just remembering that if that structure, and I put that in quotes, if that structure starts to shift, it's just a matter of if we were laying a foundation, which is what we're doing, if we were laying a foundation and we decided we were going to make a turn and we're just turning a corner, we're not getting off of our foundation, we're not being led astray, we're just simply, you know, shaping. And it's not going to look like a traditional square or round or rectangle foundation. We get to be more creative in that foundation.
Yes. Yeah, it's all very interesting. It's like as we speak, I'm getting ahas for myself actually, you know, taking this to new levels and seeing it in a way that is more doable to explain to people. But the thing that I'm also seeing now with this vibration, this high vibration and thoughts, what thoughts create things, and our thoughts are creating things very quickly. And yeah. What our thoughts going in this direction and it's creating, it's happening so fast that we get there and we're going, oh, that's not quite what I want. But we can, and it's okay and it's good to go, ooh, what about this over here, and recreate something even a little bit different over here. And I'm finding people who like to predict, you know, the future, it's not exactly easy right now because things are constantly changing. This is how it looks today and how it could look in a week, but that could change in 3 days. It's changing so quickly, which is another reason to flow with what's happening because the flow just takes us to the greater source. The river takes us to the ocean. And the more we go down the river of flow, the greater and greater the scenery gets, and we get to the ocean where all things are possible.
You know, that's a great word, Karen. I mean, it just your word, you've said it several times as being in that flow. And whether we see it as water, you know, energy, or whatever, you know, it's being in that flow, you know. You know, we were talking about structure, and for the last month, it seemed as if I had no structure because I was packing up house, moving everything, you know. But I didn't let my thoughts completely go there. You know, I let my thoughts stay in the realization that everything is energy, you know. Mm. And my abundance doesn't come from that old paradigm of structure, of having all my time consumed by people or events. You know, I was just telling, you know, before the show I had made a deposit at the bank, and I was like, so I didn't do a lot last month, and I come back and I was talking to my mother-in-law, I was like, I can't believe I deposited so much money. I feel so blessed. But because that's where my focus was for the last month, realizing mm-hmm. I was one with my blessings.
Mhm.
Yeah.
And then it's being
in that flow.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, I keep looking at this little sign that I cut out from a Sunday paper. They have these new crayons for children, and it's these glowing kind of things. And the big page was in black, and then in neon colors it said, glow with the flow. So I cut that out and pasted it up on the side of my shelving unit so I can see it at the angle that I'm sitting. And so we flow, but when we glow, we're one with spirit, and we glow with it. We're the light, and we're in joy. Woo, it makes the ride even better. So it's like feeling good with it, with the flow, glowing with it. Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
It kind of sounds like that's what you did. Yeah,
I love that glow with the flow. Well, it's the realization that that glow, that light, comes from within, not from without.
Yeah.
And when we realize that, then we can glow and bring about that outer effect that others want or need to experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
when one's in that space, when one is even in it, just walking around their life, you know, in their home or in nature, things start to look different.
Oh, absolutely.
Trees look brighter, and you notice details that are amazing, and little critters from it's amazing. Even animals sense it. It's like normally a bird would fly away or an animal would run, but when you're in that space, they stay.
Yeah, well, and we're also seeing past that level. We're starting to see beyond what we see as the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, we're seeing the energy behind what is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. And to hold that space for us as individuals with the things that are taking place here on this earth with the tsunamis and all these things, it's even more important to stay in this space, to support Earth and many others for this. So it's not just about for yourselves, folks. Doing this supports many.
Well, yeah, because where attention goes, energy flows. Whatever our thought and attention is on, we're giving more power to.
Mm-hmm.
So, So if we're going to stay focused on the news or CNN or whatever, we're putting our personal vibration into more of that. You know, whether or do the opposite. You know, for ourselves, you know, get centered within self, one with all that is, and focus on peace. Love. You know, the spirit is all about love, you know, within that
mm-hmm.
productivity, our awakening to that that greater love vibration and being able to share more of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is goes back to the flow. It flows out
yeah.
to others that will, too, feel, oh, I just feel peace now. And before, you know, they might not have because of that peace that they picked up from your personal flow that you're in. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So this show is also an opportunity for people to call in and ask questions if you want to. We'd love to have you call in. I think that it just makes it easier for people, especially in the archives, when they go to listen back, their learning and anything that comes across is generally a message for everyone or at least multiple people, even though it may sound kind of personal. So if you can call in, it's 347-838-8944. However, we do recognize that some people may be at work or maybe are not near a phone or don't have a phone available. So if that's the case and you're listening through the internet and you want to chat in, you're welcome to do that too. We've got some callers, however, we don't have any hands raised. If you're just listening, that's fine. But remember, you do have to press 1 if you want to talk to us. So just to let you guys know that the callers that are out there, nobody's got their hand raised except for Karen and JR, who are already talking to me. So if you have a question, go ahead and press 1, and that will raise your hand and we'll open up the line for you. If not, just continue listening. We absolutely welcome that.
Hmm. Lynn, I got to play with you for a minute, unless you've got a caller coming in.
Not at the moment.
Okay. You were talking about working with children and having them, you know, help. They need to run their own life the way they need to run it, not the way we want to run it. And I was in a communication a couple weeks ago with this lady, and she was in that space too, and I've been in that space as well, where it's like, you know, kids, you know, if you know this, you do it this way, it'll help, or what about this or that or the other, and we want to fix, and you know, so the dog said to the mother, the dog says is a Rhodesian Ridgeback, and this is in my e-newsletter which I send out, which you can sign up through my website KarenWrigley.com, but the message was, giving people pearls of wisdom is good. Making them eat it is not.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Well,
but
and that's,
we tend to do that. We want to, yeah.
Right. With my friend who taught me, I wasn't even thinking about it, but I was talking with someone else this morning who happened to say, you know, I'm surprised you're not whining and crying about all this, because most people would be in tears, you know, because... And I'm like, you know, I don't have anything to do with it. I've done my job. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I realized in that moment that I learned this strength from my friend Christine and was very grateful to have had her in my life, you know, before I was ever a parent. And I was
right.
watching her do some really tough parenting and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a beautiful situation. I was actually still young and, you know, and she had kids that were older and, just a beautiful lady and just a very, very strong parent. So,
we give thanks to things that we learned when we were younger, to things that definitely impact us today. That's you're fortunate to have someone in your life like that. Very good, very good. Would you like to hear more from other animals, or do you have something else in mind, Lynn?
Well, no, I was actually just going to say, since we don't have anybody asking any questions, I wanted to see if there was anything else that, you know, that maybe Sparrow had to offer. Oh, hang on, we do have somebody opened up. So let me just remind you guys, and I probably should have done this before, I call out the last four digits of your number. And before I even do that, I have to say, because this is just keeps coming through, I must have accidentally said July 19th for my class start date. I don't have any idea what July 19th is. My class start date is June 14th. So I'm looking forward to July 19th because I don't even know what that's going to be now. So anyway, now that I've sidetracked there, let me go back and say I call out the last four digits of your phone number, which is very different from other Blog Talk Radio shows who call out the area code. But I find that I have similar area codes, so the last four digits of this number is 3158. Let me see. And my computer's working a little bit slowly today, so okay, caller 3158, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, what is your name?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. And what question do you have?
I have a problem with my current cat, Trixie.
Mm-hmm.
And she has urinated on my husband's diabetic supplies twice. She has not done this in a few days, urinated in an encounter one day, and she hasn't done this in a few days now. And I thought maybe it was because we had brought another cat around who was a stray and kept coming around, and we've been feeding him and bringing him in. And I guess is expressing her anger. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. How old is Trixie?
She's about 3.
Okay. And what type of kitty is she?
A black, short-haired cat.
All black? She's not all black.
Well, she has a little white under her chin.
Yeah. She's got a little white on her, she says.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Okay. Okay. So you want to know why she is urinating on your husband's diabetic supplies, is that correct?
Right, and on the counter, right.
And on counter. Now, play with me here for a moment. Do you keep the diabetic supplies on the counter?
Yes, he did. Yes, he stopped
okay.
Now.
Okay, because I almost felt like they were one and the same. Like there was something about the diabetic supplies and the counter sort of in some ways went together.
No, he used to just keep them out, you know, because he uses them so often, you know, the tester and everything.
Okay, okay. All right, let me go to Trixie and see if she wants to share what's going on there, and or it could be a matter of me just telling her it's unacceptable and she shouldn't do it.
And
so,
Blackie, too. Blackie is, he's the little stray that we brought in, and He seems a little sick now, and I have to take him to the doctor.
Oh, goodness, he's got a bit going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if Trixie, because sometimes questions like this, literally I can take an hour working out what it is with the kitty and the people and what's happening in the household, and it sounds like you've got quite a bit. So I will try my best to pull this in as tight as possible for you today.
Okay.
But something like this looks to me as if it could be it's a situation that is multifaceted with different things to be addressed. So give me a minute to tune into Trixie.
Okay.
She says she's usually hungry. Is this true?
No, she has food out all the time.
She does, but she says she likes to eat. She says, I get hungry. But what she's showing me is that she gets hungry. She wants food more like the food you eat.
Really?
She likes the smell of it better. Like, why can't you put some of that in my bowl?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, so play with that one. So give me a moment. And this is typical. A lot of times they want to say what they want to say first, and then
uh-huh.
Once they get it done, then they'll address what you want.
Okay.
So give me another minute. Okay, she wants to talk about your husband. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. She says that he needs to get out and play more. You can relate to that, huh?
Huh?
Can you relate to that?
Yeah, yes.
If he were to get out and play more, and this is along the lines of what we were talking about earlier in the show, about going out and believing in yourself and following the bliss that's inside and, you know, do those things you've always wanted to do, she says he'd get much better.
Oh.
She says, well, we got to get him up and moving first.
Yeah.
We got to get him active again, she says. Does that
well,
make sense
you know,
to you?
He is active. He's just put up a pool. He's always working around the yard. He's a busy person to be as old as he is.
Well, let me ask you this then. Pardon?
Go ahead, Karen.
Let me ask you this then. Is the activity he's doing the activity that really calls him? Like, ooh, like, for instance, is there something in his life like, ooh, I wish I had played golf or something like that? I hear activity, but she's talking about the play activity, the activity that really sings to him. So
right.
that can be between, you know, mention that to your husband and say, is there anything that you've been wanting to do in your life that you haven't? I mean, like recently I just found out my husband's been wanting to zip line. You know, so I'm going.
I'll have
well,
to
let's
ask just... him that.
Okay. Give me a moment with Trixie again. Hold on. Okay. When Trixie takes me to the diabetic supplies, and that's the first thing I'm going to focus on, because remember I said there's multifaceted things going on in the household that's creating some of this. But when one looks at the diabetic, you know, things that your husband uses, it's not like, oh, yay, I get to do this. It's not an energy that is up, shall I say. And I want to say Trixie is associating the down kind of feelings that he has around it with it, and Trixie is showing her disdain for it because she associates unpleasant feelings or emotions with these things he uses, the diabetic supplies.
Oh.
And she said, she's never liked them.
So, well, I don't think he likes them either.
That's it. You see, so if he could see it is in a manner of this really helps me, thank you, diabetic supplies, great, and or in the space of what Trixie's saying is him singing his own song and doing the things that he really maybe, I have a feeling, Lynn, this is your place to step in.
Yeah, and actually what I also need to say is we've got some other people we're going to have to get to, so
okay.
I'm going to save this, and then we're going to move on to the next person. Energetically, diabetes is about believing that all the sweetness has gone out of life and really taking that on as a philosophy. So it's very true when, you know, you're saying, Karen, that, you know, yes, he might be active, but is he actually doing the stuff that he loves to do? Because sometimes we're active doing things we need to do or things that we have kind of got in the habit of doing, but it's time when you get to this point, and I believe what's coming through from Trixie is maybe it's time for him to stop and take a look. Like you were saying, Karen, was there something in the past that he really wanted to do that he hasn't been able to do in a long time? And what we find, there's actually some pretty remote studies out there that, you know, people that are living their joy need their diabetic supplies less and less, their meds less and less, because they're keeping things regulated and together. So, Linda, I just want to thank you very much for calling in. And, Karen, you know, thank you for giving that, you know, that message. So, first we've got another caller on the line, and then we've got somebody in the chat room. So,
okay,
the last
thank you.
Four,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care, Linda.
Uh-huh.
So the last four numbers of the caller coming in now is 8384. Are you with us? Caller 8384 is your last four digits.
Oh, yes. I don't know my own number. I'm so sorry, because most people say your first numbers of your, the beginning numbers, not the end.
Right, right. And I don't. I say the last four. So what is your question? And give us your name, please.
Oh, Suzanne. Well, I thought you dealt with animals and people. Do you do both?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. I'm getting all excited here. I have a lovely, wonderful Boston Terrier full of mischief, my daughter's dog. And
is that Charlie?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so you're from the chat room, too.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. My dog was, oh, my God, if you were talking to me, if that was my dog talking to me, I think I would just go, wow. But nothing surprises me in this universe, what I've gone through in life. So I have the giggles, I'm sorry. So he's an adorable dog, and he just, when I leave the house, he pees on the counter, or when this new person that's in my life right now, when he had something of his on the floor, he peed on that thing. Is it all to do with attention?
I have to say, what is it about the kitchen counters today?
No, it's not just today. He does it. I could come home, and there he did it. And I hate to say it, I spanked him because I said, why did you do this? And I think it's for negative attention because he's very smart. He's a very smart kid, dog.
Smart kid, huh? How old is your Boston Terrier?
But when he went to someplace else, and I thought he would do it there, you know, like when I went away for to watch the dog, he was good. He got into mischief. He opened up cages. He opened up door when the guy was going to the bathroom. I mean, he did all sorts of things like this, but never peed on anyone's counter, just mine.
Just yours. Okay. How old is your Boston Terrier?
Three. And he's
tiny.
He's my daughter's dog, but he's with me now.
But
when he was a little puppy, he peed on her computer. Yeah, he peed on her computer.
Okay, all right. I tell you what, while you were talking, what kept coming to my mind was, and this was for you mm-hmm. to take charge of your life.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that's the dogs, when they have a person around them that is not in charge and doesn't set the rules, boundaries, and guidelines,
uh-huh.
animals will make up their own. They'll do their own the best they know how. And he's only three.
Yep.
He's doing the best he knows how in the dog world. And they urinate to say, I'm not happy, I don't like what's going on, or, we need to make some changes here.
Wow.
And he says to tell you, you've got to learn how to say no.
Yes. Oh,
so
my gosh.
When you start saying no, that means that means saying yes to you. And it's time to say yes. I got cold chills on that one. So you need to, it's about you saying yes to you. And when you say yes to you, you'll know what it is that your rules, boundaries, and guidelines are. Because you're about giving your energy out to others and what they want.
Yes. And the thing is, the person in my life, he peed on his stuff because I can't say no to this person. I have a hard time saying no to this new person that came into my life. Oh, my God, the dog knows more than... Is that what he's trying to tell me?
Yes.
Oh, whoa. But he loves it when this person comes over.
But he's in charge of that person.
And it doesn't have anything to do with his relationship with the person. It has to do with your relationship with the person.
Yeah.
Wow. These dogs are so smart. Now, the other one, Buddy, the Wheaton Terrier, will sit on this guy's feet and doesn't want him to move. It's like, wow, they really like him.
Okay. And different animals reflect us in different ways.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to guess you like this guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I wrote a story, a poet, about how the dogs finally said to let this guy in your life because there was some issues that were going on and I was wanted to get away and I wrote a story. I didn't realize it that I was reading the dog's mind, but I'm intuitive, but I wrote this whole thing that the dogs finally said, we like this guy, Mom, and Buddy started, but my dog doesn't sit on people's feet or that affection to someone.
Okay.
Wow.
You still have him in your life, so you must like him in some ways. And that's what
I do.
Reflecting. And the other dog is saying, but you also need to do this as well for a balanced relationship.
Yes.
Right.
I need to stand up for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it
can
be done
nicely. I just want to remind you guys because we're getting closer to the end of the time.
Can I also want really quickly, besides the dog, I have water gain that I've had from a spiritual experience and shock to my system, and I can't get rid of it. Is it also to do with emotions? And I pick up energy from people.
Yeah, usually when you're gaining, how much water are you drinking per day?
Not as much as I should.
If you start drinking half your body weight in ounces of water, your body will stop holding on to the water.
Oh, wow.
And you want it to be as clear and pure a water source as you can get it. So, like, if you've got a water filtration system or if you get some good bottled water or if you have good well water, then it'll stop holding on. Your body's holding on to the water because it doesn't have enough.
Oh,
yeah,
wow. I was dehydrated, and I went into a shock to my system, mental and physical, one night. A car accident and the police coming knocking on my door. And being in hot water, 4 days later, I started gaining weight. I mean, twice my size. And I was a very thin person who was malnutrition. I didn't know I was. I was involved with a guru guy. So all of this came up, and it's like a tightness in my body. My legs. It's very, very bizarre because I was a model and I was thin my whole life, and this is such a new thing for me.
I'm hearing let go, let love.
Let go and let love.
Yeah.
Wow. Let this person give in. I mean, let go. Let go of the past.
Yeah, move into love. Let go and let love, and let your legs walk you into the yeses and the love that you deserve.
Thank you so much. I guess, and that's what my dog's trying to tell me too.
I would guess so.
Thank you. You're amazing.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So I couldn't help but ask, what was this? Because that was 2 3-year-old animals peeing on the counter. I couldn't help but ask. I just had to go ahead and ask. And so what I got was that when we're thinking about the number 3 is a collective number. It's moving beyond the I and moving beyond, one-on-one relationships and moving into more of a collective unity of relationships. So it's that whole unity consciousness, that whole all-is-one consciousness, and really taking a look at the things that nourish us and how we're preparing that and how we're allowing that to come into us. And so things that we have been utilizing as ways to sustain us, if they are not true to who we are and what we are, we need to be letting that go. We need to be saying, literally, excuse my language, piss on that, and just letting it go, irregardless of what society dictates, what our past has dictated. We need to be filling ourselves and nourishing ourselves and bringing to us the stuff that we love, which just reinforces what we have talked about. And Karen, I love that you got that you message, because I'm retitling my incarnate level class and actually the whole that whole series of classes to be you, the one to say yes to. So I just found that to be really, really
the part of experiencing you. Did that part you?
No, I'm doing it completely separate. I'm taking my mastery level courses, the light workers courses, and I'm changing that whole title into being you, just the word you, the one to say yes to.
Love it. Love it. You know, you were talking about pissed off animals that get, well, in my book, I've got a message in there about a dog who was peeing on his person's leg, and the dog said, "You're in it. Urine. You're in it. I'm doing this, and we're in this together, and you're in it, and it's urine." And the gal just broke out laughing and had this big aha that she knew what was going on. But it's true. We don't want to get serious. We need to understand and then do something about it.
Right. And just to, I mean, I had heard before, too, that an animal sitting on your feet, a dog specifically sitting on your feet, was a sign of dominance. So I'm not sure how that plays out. I'm not an animal trainer, but yeah, it could be that dog was attempting to dominate. So we
dominate,
have 5 minutes left. I want to make sure that we have everybody's contact information. Karen, if you want to give us your website and the phone numbers and how to get in touch with you, because I know these ladies could probably use a longer amount of time with you.
Yes, you can go to my website, which is karenwrigley.com, and I have my phone information and a page in there that explains how an animal communication works and what the client needs to do and what I do to give you a better understanding to get the most from your communication. And the number in there is the cell number, which is 703-599-1048, which I'll have with me no matter where I am. And then that's probably the best way to reach me. And I also have a place on my website where you can order my book and sign up for my e-newsletter as well. Thank you.
Great. Perfect, perfect. And JR is, you know, I know that JR was kind of in the background today. He didn't do as much talking as he did before. But JR, you've got a fantastic website, which is essentials-4-living.com. And JR is a fantastic Reiki master and healer, and he's fantastic on teaching classes. And what else do you have in the hopper, JR?
I actually have a Reiki workshop this month, and I think someone emailed me that it was June the 11th, and it's actually not, so I have to update my website. it's on June the 18th that workshop's coming out. So, yeah, and off the top of my head, that's what I've, you know, got. So it's, you know, pretty, you know, slow and steady, just staying with the flow right now.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Well,
fantastic.
With the times we're going through right now, I think slow and steady is good in some ways because there's so much adjusting we're going to be doing mentally and physically with these times.
Yeah. Because I think, even emotionally, that kind of with the energy that's going on, we tend to feel a little more tired. You know, I know
sometimes
I'm doing a lot of work. Sometimes I'm doing a lot of work at night in my sleep, and I'm waking up a little tired.
Mm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely be. So, Karen, did you have any closing message for anybody, you know, for the show?
Let me see if there is one. Hold on. Okay. When I work with animals, many times it's like humans. We have our human perspective and our understanding and our growth of understanding and explaining it. And then there's times when I'm brought to another space that we're connected to as we are as well, to our guides, our angels, etc. We all have our words we want to call this other place or beings. And that's where I've been brought. I've been brought from the animal kingdom to this place that we all are connected with. And that's where I am right now. So hold on. Okay. I'm hearing at this time with the angelic vibrations that are singing through our soul and our cells that it is time for us to start singing too. That there is a place now that is being prepared for all of us to where our ease and comfort and joy is being and is there. We are walking into it. The key of this is to love, to be light, and to love others and ourselves equally, knowing that we are all one and we will all be joyful in a reunion of the greatness of all the work that we humans have I want to say almost sacrifice. That's not the exact word, but it's like have sacrificed in coming to this planet to prepare it for this divine time. So be it.
Great. That's a beautiful message. Thank you very much for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So I'd like to thank Karen and JR for being here today and for the people who've called in and have joined us in the chat room. And for all of you out there who will listen in the future on the archives, you are what make this show. Please do share with others that on the first of the month, the first Wednesday of every month, we are going to be doing the Experiencing You and channeled messages. We will do question and answer. You guys set the tone for what gets discussed. We pick the topic, like last time was octopus, this time was sparrow. These are not predetermined. They are in the moment based on what your needs are and what message needs to be heard. So participating energetically is how to get the message that you are going to need for that time frame. So July 6th is our next date. We hope that you'll join us then for that. And I hope that you'll join us next time we're on the Honoring Hour, which is the 15th of June, with Betsy Otter Thompson talking about Love Parent. You can find out anything about the shows or most of the stuff that's going on by going to our main website, www.thehonoringhour.com. You can find out more about me and my classes there as well, because there's all. Don't forget that Renee's doing one card readings, which you'll also be able to link up there. Again, it's www.thehonoringhour.com. Thanks so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Lynn and JR.
Thank you.
Thank you.